American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Israeli lawmakers passed two laws yesterday aimed at restricting the activities of the main United Nations agency providing aid to people in Gaza because of its concerns that some people who work for the agency may have ties to the Hamas terrorist group. Under the new law, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, would be banned from conducting any activity or providing any service inside Israel, while the second would sever diplomatic ties with it. Tehran says it will respond for Israel's weekend airstrikes, which hit about 20 targets in Iran. The Biden-Harris administration is committed to de-escalation. Brian Babin, U.S. representative from Texas, appeared on Washington Watch.
Devastation must have been pretty substantial. They certainly attacked they tried to attack non-civilian, targets. They went after military targets. But I'll tell you what, I think the very fact that the Israelis were able to have freedom of the air tells us that Israel can very well protect itself, and the Iranians have a long way to go.
He said it all goes back to weak leadership by the Biden-Harris administration.
We would not have seen the October 7th attack by Hamas in Israel. We would not have seen the attack on Ukraine by Russia had we not shown the weakness, the absolute weakness of the Afghan withdrawal under President Biden, the weakness that has been demonstrated around the world, which tells our allies they can't really trust us and our adversaries that they really don't need to fear us.
He went on to say the Bible teaches about strong leadership, and that should be sought. Texas universities are continuing to fight against a new state law that demands they shut down their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. More on this from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Although the law stipulates all Texas public universities in DEI, Sherry Sylvester of the Texas Public Policy Foundation states that's easier said than done, that most universities are going to do what they can to resist.
The programs are reflected in student programs. They're reflected in the way the university is governed and the role that the faculty has in governing the university. And so there are many, many more battles to fight.
She also points out the arrogance that many administrators and faculty have in resisting change.
They don't think they're right. They know they're right. So they believe that people who do not want to divide students by race or ethnicity or gender, they think we're wrong.
Sylvester says it's hard to imagine anything more detrimental to students than DEI programs, and unraveling the ideology from universities will take a long time. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Rain and storms will affect the central and southern plains and shift farther east in the coming days. Fox Weather says the biggest potential for severe weather is tomorrow before the front moves into the northeast on Thursday night. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a level 2 out of 5 threat for severe storms, which includes Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City. Fox Weather's Britta Merwin and Craig Herrera.
Tomorrow, we have really the more substantial chance as this storm really gets its act together. It does include a tornado risk.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for a good portion of, say, Kansas over to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City included in that. Some of those storms we'll see later today continue to march off to the east. This is where we got some favorable wind shear, change of direction with elevation, and also got the dew points in place. The moisture's there. Cold air aloft as well, so we're likely to see some hail today just to the east of the area we're highlighting, but tomorrow, better chance for some of the hail. Maybe some taller updrafts and gives us the better chance for some rotation there as well.
Some beneficial rain is expected for parts of the southern plains to the Great Lakes in the coming days. The European Union says it will impose duties on imports of electric vehicles from China by Thursday after talks between Brussels and Beijing failed to find a solution to their trade dispute. EVs have become a major flashpoint in a broader trade dispute over the influence of Chinese government subsidies on European markets. See more news at AFN.net.